Welcome to Vital Insights with Wayne Conrad. Today's topic, what Christ does for the believer. Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. He did not come into the world to teach people a new moral code, nor to tell them how to save themselves. No, he came into a fallen world and lived among sinners who by their very nature could not save themselves. He came as the Savior, the Deliverer, the Rescuer. He actually saves all who believe on him. Hebrews 7:25 relates, because he always lives to intercede for them, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him. What does it mean to say Jesus saves me? What constitutes this salvation? What does Christ do for those who believe on him? The salvation Christ Jesus wrought is so great and wonderful, it's difficult to cover all that he does. But here are some of the highlights of the things he does. First, he forgives our sins. The basic need for a rebellious, disobedient sinner is to be forgiven. The sinner's sins condemn him and pronounce him guilty before God. Jesus forgives the one who believes on him for the forgiveness of all of their sin. Paul wrote of Christ, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, Ephesians 1:7. The psalmist testifies, he forgives all my sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. No matter what your sins, lying, adultery, envy, hatred, or any other, Christ forgives you when you place your faith in him. The hymn writer expresses it so well. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It is well with my soul. Secondly, he justifies us before God. Another thing Christ does for the believer is to justify him before God. Not only does this include the idea of cancellation of sins, but it also embraces our being declared righteous and just before him. This is all an act of God's free mercy in Christ. Through this undeserved act, God reckons to a sinner or credits him through faith with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So when God looks at a believer, he also sees him in his perfect, sinless, holy Son, Jesus. On this basis, we're accepted as being just as righteous as he is. This alone is our claim to heaven. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:9. The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Why is this so? Because on the cross, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God, 2 Corinthians 5:21. What a Savior! What a salvation! Thirdly, he gives us eternal life. Christ also gives to the believer eternal life in fellowship with God. Eternal life is not just a hope at the end of the way. To one who believes in Christ Jesus, it is a present reality. Listen to the words of Jesus in John 5:34 and John 10:28 and John 3:15. I tell you the truth, said Jesus. Whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. The Bible says, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but has eternal life. This eternal life is more than an endless existence. It is a life of fellowship and communion with God. It is a positive enjoyment of God, at whose right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Next, he adopts us into God's family. That's another blessing that Christ's salvation brings. He brings us into adoption into God's family. Our status with God is the same as that of His Son, Jesus Christ. We're not barely saved from hell. When Christ redeems us, the Father accepts us and places us in His family. We are the sons and daughters of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Listen to Paul, Romans 8, 15 through 17. Paul writes, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we're God's children, then we're heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory." What Christ does for the believer includes all of this and much more. In fact, only in eternity will we be able to fully magnify the riches of his grace toward us. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is a mighty Savior.